it's good to see you on your feet again, Rachel.
You know me, Marilla. I'm not often sick. I know some folks make a regular hobby of it, but this grip I had, the doctor wouldn't allow me to put my foot out of doors. Mind you, in the last fortnight, I've been hearing some surprising things about you and Matthew.
I don't suppose you're any more surprised than I am myself.
It was too bad there was such a mix-up. Couldn't you have sent her back?
We could, but we decided not to. Matthew took a fancy to her, and I must say I like her myself, although I admit she has her faults. Oh, the house seems a different place already. She's a real bright little thing.
It's a great responsibility you've taken on. You don't know much about her or her real disposition. But I don't want to discourage you, I'm sure, Marilla.
I'm not feeling discouraged. When I make up my mind to do a thing, it stays made up. I suppose you'd like to see Anne. Here she comes now.
Marilla, I've discovered a new lane below the apple orchard. Oh.
And this is our neighbor, Mrs. Lynde.
Well, they didn't pick you for your looks, that's certain. She's terribly skinny and homely, Marilla. Come here, child, and let me have a look at you. Lawful heart, did anyone ever see such freckles? And hair as red as carrots. Come here, child, I say.
I hate you! I hate you! I hate you! I hate you! How dare you call me skinny and ugly? How dare you say I'm freckled and red-headed? You are a rude, impolite, unfeeling woman!
Oh.
How dare you say such things about me? How would you like to be told that you are fat and clumsy and probably haven't a spark of imagination in you?
Oh.
I don't care if I do hurt your feelings by saying so. You have hurt mine worse than they were ever hurt before, even by Mrs. Thomas's intoxicated husband, and I'll never forgive you for it! Never, never!
Did anybody ever see such a temper?
Anne, go to your room and stay there until I come up.
Well, I don't envy you your job bringing that up, Marilla.
You shouldn't have twitted her about her looks, Rachel.
Marilla Cuthbert! You don't mean to say that you are defending her?
I'm not trying to excuse her. She's been very naughty, and I'll have to give her a talking to. But you were too hard on her, Rachel.
Well, I see that I'll have to be very careful what I say after this, Marilla, since the fine feelings of orphans, brought from goodness knows where, have to be considered before anyone else.
Rachel!
Oh, no, I'm not vexed. Don't worry yourself. But if you'll take my advice, which I suppose you won't do, although I brought up 10 children and buried 2, you'll do that talking to you mention with a fair-sized birch switch.